The vocational education and training sector is reeling after the majority of colleges seeking to take part in the federal government's new students loan scheme were locked out. The sector is undergoing a shake-up after the disastrous vet fee help scheme. Spending on the loans blew out to billions of dollars, despite shockingly low course completion rates at many colleges. Despite those troubles, the industry isn't happy with the federal government's dramatically tighter new loan scheme, as Angela Lavoie-Pierre reports.
It's crunch time for Australia's private colleges. Sweeping government reform to the troubled sector, now notorious for its so-called dodgy colleges, their high fees and aggressive recruitment strategies, is starting to bite. The majority of the 256 colleges seeking accreditation for the new government-run student loan scheme have been knocked back. 146 to be exact, 52 of which were already up and running with temporary accreditation in place. The peak industry body warns some colleges are likely to go under.
They'll have to look at other funding strategies. And if you're a college in the nursing industry or in a range of other industries, there's really no other choices now. Students rely on those types of funding streams. So look, it is very difficult for the private sector.
The Australian Council for Private Education and Training, or ACPET, represents private training providers in Australia. The council CEO, Rod Camb, is coming to terms with the high rate of rejection for the new scheme.
We need to understand what the height of the bar is. Are the requirements governments expecting are unfair? Like, is it just an unfair model? Is it impossible for the large number of colleges to pass these tests? That's the stuff we need to understand. Why is there such a high knockback rate?
He says he's surprised at some of the colleges that were knocked back.
And whilst there's been some high-profile colleges mentioned, there's lots of high-quality, in our view, smaller colleges that have also missed out. So we're working with those colleges now to try and work out how we can get government to reconsider. The challenge being, government has already told providers that these decisions are non-reviewable. Now, we need to understand what that means.
Rod Cam says some of those colleges are looking into appealing against their exclusion.
We will certainly help colleges ask for a review of the decisions where it's possible. I'm not saying yet government's made questionable decisions. We don't have access to the detail of the decision. All we're saying is from face value, some of the results are surprising.
Two of the biggest casualties have been Careers Australia and Evoca, which have around 1,200 students enrolled under the government loan scheme. Careers Australia cut jobs late last year and was forced to hand more than $44 million back to the federal government after admitting to more than 12,000 bogus enrolments. Evoca has sacked hundreds of employees and has closed campuses around the country. It's not just the small players that are looking into appeals. Evoca and Careers Australia have also flagged their intention to challenge the department's decision. Rod Cam from ACPET is concerned about whether or not that's even possible.
The providers that have received these letters of non-approval, it specifically says they're a non-reviewable decision, and that is a big worry for us. We think our providers deserve respect, the industry deserves respect, and colleges should be able to go in and not only understand what's happened, but be able to ensure that all of the facts are on the table before those decisions are completely final.
A statement from the Department of Education was unapologetic.
Providers needed to demonstrate that they were high quality to get into the scheme. The mistakes of VET fee help will not be repeated.
It did, however, leave the door open for more colleges to gain accreditation.
VET student loans is a new program, and the number of providers approved may grow as providers strive to meet new expectations of quality within the system.
The department says students enrolled in colleges that are locked out of the new scheme will be able to complete their current units and then transfer to new providers who did make the cut.
Angela Lavoie-Pierre reporting.